Come on, Peter. Here's your suit.
It's heartening to see so many strange new faces here today. I know my mom would be very touched and probably a little suspicious. My mother was a very secretive and private woman.
It's Grandma. You know you were her favorite, right?
Even when you were a little baby, she wouldn't let me feed you because she needed to feed you. She was a very difficult...
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. Today, we are covering A24's new drama horror mystery called Hereditary, directed by Ari Aster. Written by Ari Aster. When the matriarch of the Graham family passes away, her daughter's family begins to unravel cryptic and increasingly terrifying secrets about their ancestry. So, Hereditary. One of the 2018's notoriously marketed movies, mostly because of South by Southwest and other festivals, critics were raving about it. Now, were they just running off the high of being at a festival and saying it was amazing, or was it actually something of noteworthy accomplishment? That's what we're gonna talk about today. I went and saw Hereditary this evening, and it was a fine theater experience. Sometimes the theater experience can really shift how you're feeling throughout the movie. But I thought it was a fine theater experience. The marketing for this, like I said earlier, it's been marketed as one of the scariest horror films that have come to date. If you're making a horror film after this, don't even bother, that type of thing. They said this is the horror film to end all horror films. Like, I don't... Let's not put the cart before the horse. I was a little skeptical by the marketing of this movie. So, yes, nonetheless, we'll begin the spoiler-free section of this movie, and currently it stands at an 8.2 on IMDb on opening night and about a 94 on Rotten Tomatoes. So critics and audiences are, you know, they're getting some good reception on opening night. So it grabbed my attention as well. Hereditary. There's some highs, there's some lows. I'd say split down the middle. The biggest thing about Hereditary is that we'll have to, discuss the major twists that happen, which are, I would say, fairly earlier in the movie than expected. But we'll talk about that in the spoiler section. This marketing is not accurate. This marketing is not accurate to what you're going in to see. I would say that it is mismarketed. Beautifully shot. The cinematography and the different effects. I think it was called a tilt shift effect or something like that for how they make a camera look like you're entering like a dollhouse, and it turns into a real person's real life or something like that, reality. They use really cool effects, and I would say that this movie has good framing and good good effects to where, like, the effects that they do use are pretty effective. But I definitely don't think this is the scariest movie of the year, in or even on my top 10 list. I'd say a regular episode of Hannibal was scarier than this movie. Yeah, so it is a little bit difficult to talk about in a, you know, spoiler free section, but yeah, I would definitely say whatever marketing you've seen for this movie, it's probably not accurate. It shows probably some of the best scenes, and this movie is 20 minutes too long. A24 has really, I have really high standards for the production company A24, and so I'm curious if they produced this or if they bought it. But they make really good movies. The Florida Project, Disaster Artist, and just Ex Machina, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure they've made some of the highest tier movies, and It Comes at Night, I've heard some people say, you know, that's one of the higher ones. They make really good production movies, and all of them look really good on a really low budget. The stories generally work pretty well. The acting, I'd say, generally works as well. Just like in all of their previous films, like I listed, Hereditary has great acting. I think that the sound design also works really well. They always have they tend to have really good sound design. Where this movie falls flat is when it comes to story and direction and pacing and where we're going with this movie. And like I said, the 20 minutes that could be chopped out of it really would fix a lot of that. And yeah, there's a couple times where people just need to talk, and I hate that about movies, when people will just stare at each other or do anything but talk, or just let their emotions get the best of them and not communicate at all. So there was a little bit of that, kind of lollygagging of communicating between one another, which would tremendously help situations, you know. A lot of times, you know, a simple communication problem could be fixed with, you know, one or two lines of dialogue, and, you know, you fixed it. So let's hop into the spoiler section, because this is an extremely difficult movie to watch, talking spoiler free. I would say if you're thinking about going or not, and you're like, I don't know if I should spend the money, I think there's better things to watch than this. There's scarier things to watch. If you've got Amazon Prime, go watch a Hannibal and then check out our podcast right after, because you'll at least be much more entertained, and you won't be stuck in the theater for 2 hours or 2 hours plus, and $10, $20 out if you're taking a date. So I don't think this is worth a date night. I had some people in the theater beside me. They looked like, I don't know, they were 18, 19, and they kind of looked bored, I would say. That's the best I could describe them as. But the spoiler section we're going to jump in right now. So the spoiler section is that this movie is definitely marketed around the girl that has clearly some sort of deformity, some sort of I wouldn't say illness, but something's going on with her a little bit. And so when you get in the movie, you're expecting there to be something wrong with her, and there's just absolutely nothing wrong with her at all. She just has, she's a little bit slower than the rest of the kids and has, like, you know, some facial features that are different than others. And the entire marketing scheme almost played off of that and making her have weird sounds pop out of her and her do weird things. And that pretty much wraps up within the first 15 minutes. And after that, she's just kind of haunting past the grave, and it's jarring, I would say. The direction of the movie is like, I was like, wow, there's quite a lot of death just to start out with, and I was thinking that it's, you know, quite somber. I had people texting me, I was like, how is the Hereditary, and well, you know, it's going, you know, I'm trying not to say it's too much death for my taste. And then all of a sudden, this girl's being taken to a party by her brother, forced by her mother to go, and they know she has peanut allergies. I mean, they talked about it twice, clearly. They take her to this party, she has a peanut allergy reaction while her brother's upstairs smoking weed with all the kids and the having a big old house party, and she runs up there. They're like, oh my goodness, she can't breathe, and we gotta take her out. And so they run out, and we think we're gonna get save her. Like, well, by the way it's shot, you can tell that the brother is definitely gonna speed, or something's gonna happen. It looked like he was driving into darkness, honestly. I was like, this is gonna be a no go, and the brother was going 100 miles an hour plus, and he sees a deer, I think, in the middle of the road. And if you ever see anything, they always say to hit it, because you can't swerve out of the way, because you never know when your deformed, like, sister with peanut allergies is going to be in the back with her head outside the window, and you swerve so hard that you whack her head clean off with a telephone pole, and it changes the rest of your life and turns into a shitty movie. I was like, what the fuck happened, man? Like, the entire like, it felt like the movie clearly, like, diverged from where the marketing was taking us, because it looked like the girl was going to be haunting the family for whatever reason in the marketing. She's taken out of this two-hour movie 15 minutes in. So, yeah, I was a little taken back. And she played like a girl that was basically fine. She just had a few problems, like she liked bird heads and drawing weird things, and there wasn't anything really wrong with her, and we could have kept her in the story. I don't understand why not. So, and I thought she was the most interesting thing about this movie, and she was taken out pretty early. Not to say that the mother, played by, oh, what do you know, Tori Collette, she played Annie, and I think she did a phenomenal job. She had to carry the majority of this movie on her back, along with her and her her son, played by Peter, played by Alex Wolf, who we saw in Jumanji earlier this year, which he did not get that much to do in Jumanji. This guy definitely got some acting chops, but it did feel like his character was written a little bit young. Like, sometimes he'd be screaming for his mother, and he'd be like, mommy, mommy, and all that stuff. And it's like, dude, you're like 17 or 18. You're screaming like a little girl, or like a little child. And it felt a little bit weird in some of the parts where the direction was just a little bit off. I'm not really sure if it was the writing or direction, but either way, it's the same guy, so blame both. There was imagery that would stay with you. If you watch the the trailer and then go into the movie. And one of them was seeing somebody caught on fire, and they talk about, and you know, what's her, Annie is going to be staring at someone on fire. So you're just waiting, I feel like, the entire movie to see who's going to get caught on fire. Is it Alex? Is it Peter, the son, or, excuse me, or the husband? And to be honest, the husband was so nonchalant the entire time. I was just, he was like, Gabriel Byrne, Brian, who played Steve, old Steve, if anyone remembers him from The Usual Suspects. He went from like just having casual conversation and, I don't know, patience with her to just flat out like anger, and he couldn't take it anymore. And it didn't feel like how anyone would have natural conversations. So there was only one scene in the middle, I would say, that really covered what I would consider a natural conversation. It felt like there was real, I don't know, there was a real dynamic to the family. Other than that, it didn't feel like anyone ever clicked. And it mostly felt because we were like in the lower third gear of a third shift of a movie, I would say. Normally there's like a there's a turmoil in a movie around the third act, and it kind of felt like this was a third act of a movie elongated for 2 hours. If that makes sense. Like, it was really just dark and depressing, and it didn't feel like it had a point to the end. And that was probably the most disappointing thing, that it didn't really have a through line. Like, I'm pretty sure that this was a big metaphor for the grandma, or just the women in general having like taken over a male body so that they can lead females through a male body or something like that, using the king of riches or whatever the hell. It was just so like I don't know how to describe misled or something, like, I don't know, not unclear, I would say. I don't know, the way they explained how this whole thing was going down was flipping through a book, through books in an attic, and it was just not enough time to really soak up anything, to soak up any information about the movie. So, and there was no one to really connect to, because it felt like we were always being led by the mother, who was having delusions and couldn't really like sympathize with her, because she was always grieving, I guess. I don't know. We just kept taking things away from her, taking things away from her. And there was just no one to really sympathize with at the time. And I guess that was the biggest thing that really just took away, because you couldn't really ever like stick with anyone. You couldn't sympathize. You couldn't root for anyone. Like, there wasn't really a bad guy for the majority of the movie, and then the last like 15 minutes to go ape wall and turn into a crazy haunted house flick or something like that. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on? Like, where was this movie an hour and a half ago? Because it clearly wasn't written like this at the very beginning, because I don't know, it just has tonal shifts in it that and not even tonal shifts that make sense. It's kind of tonal shifts that go from suspense to drama to mystery to, it is a drama horror mystery, but not like in a way that feels natural, in a way that is progressing in story. Like, it just lingers on shots that don't really matter, of, you know, them touching the grandma's lips with some oil or something like that, and them staring at, don't know, staring at certain objects in the house for extended amounts of times, and then the whole miniature sets, they all looked like $1 million, but they never really came back to mean anything. And I have to listen to a couple podcasts to really get a full understanding, but I didn't feel like anything really had a full thematic through line that came back around, and it was ultimately disappointing. Which I'm not saying I'm smarter than the rest of the people watching the movie, like than the general fan base, but if someone that is looking for how through lines are supposed to be met, how themes are supposed to be connected, and you can't find it just looking for them, then how is someone that is not looking for it, that is supposed to get those naturally, you know, and a natural individual that is just going to see a horror movie, what ultimately are they supposed to get? And it almost felt like, is forgettable the right word for this movie? Because I still think there's a lot of cool shots in this that are framed really interestingly, and I just wish there was a little bit more substance within the movie that I could recommend. Maybe just rent it, you know, just rent it if you're really interested. I don't know, there's television shows scarier than this, and I was just like, I guess I had my expectations really high. They had sold it as one of the scariest movies ever, and it wasn't. They used, you know, jump scares just like every other movie. The I'd say one of the scariest scares, or whatever you want to call it, effects, were when they had someone like transparent. And I believe it was her grandmother, and it was in the dark, and it you couldn't see who it was exactly because it was so dark. But then she turned on the light, obviously no one's there. I thought that was one of the best effects, and it was very subtle, and I thought it worked pretty well. So I would say rent it if you're interested at all. But other than that, check out Hannibal on Amazon Prime or something like that. Or go check out another show. Go watch Stranger Things. Or there's other things that are scarier. This was not what I was looking for. So let me know if you actually did like it. If I was completely wrong. If there was other things I didn't cover. If there was that big king of whatever and the fuck that happened. I just didn't understand. Like, it was so complex at the end, they just started losing me, and I was just like, okay, I don't even give a fuck anymore. I was like, I understand that she's in his body, and that's about it, and, you know, they're worshipping her, I guess. I didn't understand where the violence was coming from. It was kind of it was more or less an accident, and I didn't feel like anything was justified, and I think that's my biggest problem. Nothing felt justified. Everyone was just an asshole, and no one was sympathetic, and it just kind of left a bad taste in my mouth overall. So I'm sorry if it was a bit of a downer of a recap, but I want to be honest with how I'm feeling about the movie, and I don't really know how else to say it than disappointed. So yeah, I want to know where this 94% is coming from. So I'm definitely going to listen to other opinions. I'm not going to listen to, you know, just my own self-talk and spiel. I'm definitely going to get some other opinions. Maybe I'll learn a few things about what this movie actually is about, because I still have no idea. So please rate, share, subscribe. I appreciate everyone listening, Lucky Dog Podcast worldwide. It's wonderful to do, no matter how good or how low or how rentable is a new word. the movies are. You know, I still like reporting. I still like giving feedback. I still like receiving feedback back. Let us know, Twitter, Lucky Dog Podcast. Email us at the Lucky Dog Podcast. Find everything else you need to know in the show notes. Thank you, and take it easy.